previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
7:42 on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. Charlie T, question for you. Have you ever tried to take up some sort of surfing?
Surfing generally?
Yeah.
No, I did bodyboarding as a youngster, okay. Also with nippers.
Same.
Nippers, did
same.
A bit of life saving. Never got onto the surfing board, never attempted it.
It's difficult.
Looks nice to watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I haven't.
I don't have the core to get up on a surfboard at the moment.
No.
But anyway, we've got a guest in the studio because the J Bay Surf Festival is back, bringing literally a wave of excitement to Jeffreys Bay this winter. The festival runs from mid June into July, and it's packed with surf competitions, live music, sporting events, food, and entertainment for all ages. It's a celebration, I've been told, of everything that makes J Bay famous, the surf, the culture, and the community spirit. We've got Ari Clark in the studio this morning. Good morning, Ari. How are you?
Morning. Very well, and yourself?
Your involvement in the J Bay Surf Festival is?
Event director.
Event director. Okay, so let's... You were telling us off air in the studio, this is literally South Africa's richest sporting event. What makes it South Africa's richest sporting event?
Well, the prize money that the surfers get in the World Surfing League, this is stop number 11 of 13 on the tour, and each male and female stands to $100,000 each.
$100,000.
Oh.
Ari, I must ask, is it too late for me to start trying to surf now for that competition? Do I need to qualify?
Far too late.
Okay.
Far too late.
Okay, I'm
trying. Get in line with the rest of us.
$100,000 times 18 rand.
18 today.
18 today. Day,
18
exchange
today.
We never know. By July.
For those that have never heard about the J Bay Surf Festival and what it's all about, what is it and what inspired you to bring it to life?
So it's always been since the 70s the event has run in Jeffreys Bay with the top surfers from around the world, and it's grown each year. And after COVID, I took over. It's been in the family since the beginning, so it kind of got brought over to me. It was like, would you like to do the event? And I was like, it isn't really a question, is it?
Yeah.
Sort of fall in. So we got into it, and then obviously living in Jeffreys Bay my whole life, I've wanted to show off what it's all about and what they are. There's all these other different avenues in Jeffreys Bay. Jeffreys Bay is obviously known for super tubes and the wave, but we've got so much else. We've got trail runs, other sporting avenues, and when I took over, we wanted to grow the festival and have a festival that revolves around everything else. So not just a surf event, we added music to it, and because we've got 10 days in July in school holidays, we wanted to give the public something else to do. And you know, if you come and watch surfing for one day, you might be like, oh, you know, that was good, but there's so much else that we offer. So we grew a big music festival, we've added a major jiu-jitsu competition, which is now South Africa's also richest jiu-jitsu competition.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a fun event to put on. We've got mountain biking, touch rugby, fishing, funduro, paddle, and then obviously the surfing events and the big music event.
Well, we've introduced paddle there too.
Padel. I was wondering how I was going to say that.
Ari, are all the festival activities open to the public, or are there certain events that require tickets to the event as well?
So the music festival obviously requires tickets, and then the separate sporting events like the jiu-jitsu and the mountain biking have all got their own tickets that you can buy. But we've got a big fan park zone in the Jeffreys Bay Super Tubes Park, where we've got festival sort of stalls and markets.
Yeah.
We've also got 7 big screens around the event site, so we've turned it into a fan park. During those 10 days, we've got the Springboks obviously playing twice on those weekends. We've got Wimbledon, Formula One, MotoGP, and then you'll see online on our schedules that we've got something every night on the big screen. So we're going to do a movie night for the kids. We're going to do replays of the rugby because we love the rugby and it's rugby season. So there's something happening every evening, every day for people that would like to come down. And
it's worth on making the trip out there to J Bay. Obviously, everyone's catered for.
100%.
Sorted.
I mean, sit on one of the world's best, we call it the world's best right-hander wave, and you can watch the world's best surfers and have a nice cold beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got great food, markets. We've got things like Pat Davidson's coming from Red Bull to do air displays before the rugby. There's a whole schedule of
air
events.
Air displays.
Yeah, air displays.
Ooh, love that.
All right. No, we've got to get there. So on a personal note, though, what's your favorite part of the festival? Is there something that stands out for you?
I think it's just how you're able to sit on that boardwalk in Jeffreys Bay and watch the world's best surfers. And I could, at one stage in 2022, the first minute of the event, there was whales, dolphins, flamingos came past, the world's best surfers, the sun was rising. Some people had ice cold Corona. I didn't at the time. And then, you know, you can watch a heat of surfing, you can watch the world's best, and then behind you, you can go and partake in a whole lot of activities. You can, you know, there's music, food, arts, crafts, everything.
It really sounds like, it's grown into something more than just surfing. I mean, you've been talking about it's a festival of just everything for everyone.
Well, that was the idea, is to grow it that there's something for everyone. So if you're a sports fan, or you want to come down and watch the surfing, you can bring your wife to watch, or vice versa, you can watch the air show, or you can watch the rugby. So we try and incorporate everyone and give something to everyone to do. Yeah. And it's quickly become South Africa's biggest sporting winter festival.
Where can our listeners get more information if you'd like to follow the entire event?
Well, on our website, which is, jaybaysurffestival.co.za. Everything's listed there. You can look at our Instagrams, Jaybay Surf Fest, Park Wolf Music Festival, and also for the Jiu-Jitsu Jaybay Jiu-Jitsu Takedown.
Wow. You also mentioned currently number one in the world.
Yeah, Jordy Smith.
Jordy Smith is
Jordy Smith, South Africa's world number one at the moment, coming into Jaybay. There's one more event, but we hope that he's going to be world number one and in the yellow jersey. And then we've also got another homegrown local, Matt McGillivray, who's actually born and bred in Jeffreys Bay, who will be competing in the event too.
Alright, I see you. It's jaybaysurffest.co.za.
Jaybaysurffest.
Yeah, and you've got a nice little countdown. So we've got 23 days, 1 hour, 10 minutes to go before, I don't know, the whistle blows?
Yeah, the siren goes off.
The siren goes off.
And the party begins.
And the party begins.
Yeah.
So you'll find more information on jaybaysurffest.co.za. Alright, thank you for joining us in the studio this morning.
Yeah, I just want to say, Jordy, the best way to say goodbye to you is to wave.
Goodness sake, man.
Sorry, I had to get that one.
I add one last thing.
We
launched an epic competition yesterday that you can have a look online on our Instagram, that you will fly you from anywhere around the country, host you for the weekend, put you up as a VIP, give you a bar tab, treat you to the best of the best in Jeffreys Bay. So into the competition.
Where do I enter that?
All the best for the festival that starts in 23 days. Thank you for joining us at Algoa FM this morning.
Thank you very much, guys.
Cheers, man.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.